was, and I wrote this song on a banjo. I've only written a few things on banjo. But when I had those lyrics, I wanted to have this little thing off the top, which I'm sure comes to every single one of us up here because we're players as well as just writers and singers and stuff. So, you know, we think in terms of licks and composition and where the solos would be and stuff like that. And so I remember that was part of this too, this thing. It was the first time we really took a chance to view the world behind our father's backs. We left our parents playing rummy by the cottage porch light, and we were walking down to Helen's on that sweet summer night. And we flipped a coin to see who would have to knock when she opened up her door and asked us in. She asked us in, Helen of Troy, Pennsylvania. She was twice the age of me and Tony, brown-eyed, recently divorced and lonely. And we lied about our high school football team, number one in the state because of Tony and me. And she sensed our awkwardness, and in a calico dress, called us over to kiss her one at a time. One at a time, boys. Helen of Troy, Pennsylvania. Rhythm of malts against drumhead scream, syncopation of frigid and motor, with her bobtail cat looking at us. Real me. Helen of Troy, to get us something to drink. And me and Tony washed ourselves in the bathroom sink, doing the chicken neck, the high five, and the monkey noise. Glad to be happy, healthy, heterosexual boys. And we drank her purple tea, Red Zinger. And good golly, Miss Molly, all the way home, Helen of Troy, Pennsylvania. Oh, Helen of Troy. Yeah.